Have you ever seen a crop circle develop right under your nose?
Not right under my nose, but from a distance. And this would bring us on to our next picture, number six, of a orange ball plasma. 2 days before this picture was taken, I witnessed an identical ball of light.
And how big is this ball?
It's about 15 to 20 feet in diameter.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, okay. And the photographer was very close. In fact, the photographer of this picture asked me just 15 minutes before she took it how to photograph ball plasma.
Wow.
Because invariably you go to reach for your camera and it vanishes. Or it avoids people with cameras and will appear to people without cameras. You know, it's very interactive with your consciousness, and you can't get away with anything.
Is it hot, Ed? I mean, if you were hit by this, would you get killed?
You would most definitely get knocked out.
All right.
You might not get killed.
Would you be burned or scorched?
Maybe
it looks
not.
Hot.
Because, no, not necessarily. I think if you were to stick your hand in it, you would feel cold, not hot.
Really? Okay.
Yes, but that's not to say, though, you might not experience a burning effect.
Sure.
But if you did, it would be from
within.
Well,
that's true. With cold, you can burn.
Well, it's also like microwave energy. I feel that these ball plasmas are emitting high-frequency sounds, ultrasound, and ultrasound can do just what microwaves can do. It can cook internally.
Absolutely. You know? Now, these ball plasmas, though, they just appear, or do you see them rolling in?
Well, I witness them in two ways. One is I, you know, feel they're going to appear, and then they appear, and I see them just as that photograph is. But also, I see them before they appear. There are other types of luminosities that appear at that site, which other people may or may not see around me. So there's luminous energy forming before these manifest, but it's of a frequency that is invisible to the human eye and ordinary consciousness, but you can record it with cameras.
Now, number seven, what did you mean by ball plasmas forming during group meditation?
Well, This was an example, one of many we've done, but this one particularly had a very strong response. We held a meditation at a certain place, or in fact, just before we held a meditation at a certain place, a ball plasma appeared close by, a few miles from us, but we had great visibility. We were on a hill, and we could see what was going on, and I filmed it. Then we did the meditation, where we imagined that we were energizing the land and stimulating it to release its energy. And then another ball plasma appeared. But this time, I asked it on camera to do three things, because I have already previously experienced many times before this that ball plasma, or plasma in itself, is highly, highly psychointeractive. It's highly sensitive,
very charged
consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, also to the input of consciousness. Just by looking at it, you can make requests in a certain state of mind, and it will respond.
How do you know it's not a spirit, Ed?
Pardon?
How do you know it's not a spirit or some kind of apparition like that?
Oh, this is way too big. I mean, I've seen these up to 100 feet in diameter.
Oh my, okay.
I've seen them dwarf helicopters that go to intercept them, and I've seen one from a distance create a crop circle formation, and you know, there's many things that would differentiate it.
Yes, these plasmas also do appear worldwide, and they're known in a lot of different areas, like in the Hesteland Valley of Norway. There's been a project studying plasmas like this for over 20 years, and there are areas like the Brown Mountain Lights in North Carolina. Gosh, Lake Ontario,
oh,
Canada.
Sure.
Worldwide, they appear worldwide, and they just have different regional names. You have the Min Min Lights in Australia, many places worldwide where geophysically, you know, there need to be certain conditions where they, you know, are able to manifest. But they do appear. It's just this area of England happens to be a very...
There appears to be then some intelligence behind it?
There is intelligence, but I feel that the intelligence behind the manifestation of the ball plasmas is one and the same as the intelligence behind the primary source formations. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's not in that ball plasma per se. It's there, and it's everywhere else too.
Yeah.
It's just manifesting under that form, but that form is not exactly what it is. You know, it's more than that. But this particular one, image 7, I asked it on camera with two other witnesses if it could show us that it was aware of our presence by either moving dramatically, changing form, and or increasing in brightness. And within seconds, it did all three. And it was 4 miles from us. So it showed that there was absolutely no distance whatsoever between the consciousness of the observer making that request and the ball plasma 4 miles away responding to it.
And the request and the reaction almost instant, I would guess.
They were very, very quick. And the previous one, image six, a month after that happened, a month after the woman photographed this, asking first, because she asked me how to photograph ball plasma, I said, well, ask first, you know. And she went up a hill, disappeared over the hill, and her car stalled, and this ball of light rose up behind the hedge, and she asked first. She had the presence of mind to ask. And it just sat there and let her roll off a whole load of film.
Now, the plasma, does it make the crop formation, or does it just happen to be there when these are going on?
No, I don't. Neither. I feel that the ball plasmas are part of the creative process.
All right.
They may be there. They may not be there. They may be there but not visible. They may be in the vicinity. I've witnessed more than 100 ball plasmas in the last 15 years, and I only saw one create a crop circle from a distance.
All right. Image 8. This is an interesting one taken in the Santa Monica Mountains in California.
This is an example, a little example of many that we have on our website in our psychic photography gallery. Basically, we have tried to document and record the energy that's present when we do meditations before, during, and after, and also to document the same type of energy that precedes, in my experience, the appearance of ball plasma. So you've got a more subtle, invisible to ordinary consciousness manifestation of energy, which is there, even if you can't see it in an ordinary state of consciousness, but you can if you alter it, and certainly it's visible to infrared sensitive camera equipment. And this is a picture of we did a meditation in the mountains to celebrate the winter solstice of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a place in the mountains where I feel there is a vortex, what could be you know, the same basic kind of place that you'd put a sacred site, but in this case it's just in a wood. And we did our solstice meditation, and just after various things manifested, which we saw and partly photographed, and just to make sure that we weren't photographing other things caught in the flash, I went back the following day to the very spot, and while I was looking for the mundane things to say mistakenly photographed, I felt a presence a few feet from me, and I turned around and instinctively shot the camera towards it and recorded this column of luminous mist. It was at least 30 feet tall. That's only a little tiny piece of it in the picture.
Right.
And it just rose up from like a dime kind of spot on the ground.
Right. Now, what do you think this was?
I think this is again, a manifestation of the divine making it, I don't like to say its presence known, because it's not really an it, but I feel it was interactive manifestation with my consciousness open to, the infinite mind.